You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So what are these exemptions trying to achieve?
I guess the Schedule 1 exists, and it has done for some time, and it provides people and practitioners the ability to undertake building work that doesn't require a building consent. And I guess the another thing to note there is that the building system's continually sort of evolving, so Schedule 1 will evolve the exempt building work provisions to keep in step with how the building system evolves. And that's, I guess, it's reflected in the six new exemptions and the four that have been extended in the list of exemptions.
What's the rationale behind including these exemptions?
Well, like I said, it's the building system evolves, and this is a careful sort of balance between the sort of risks and benefits, and also reducing cost and time for people. So by taking some of the work out of the consent system that would normally be in there, if it's low enough risk, then it means that homeowners and things don't have to follow the typical consent pathway that would require a building consent, which has cost attached to it, and additional sort of oversight from local authorities.
So what sort of projects does this cover?
There's a wide range of building work that's captured in the new exemptions. There's an existing exemption. One of the ones that people have shown a bit of interest in is a detached dwelling. That one has been expanded. It used to sit at 10 square metres, so people could build a detached building of 10 square metres. Now that can go from 10 to 20, to 30 square metres under certain conditions, and there are sort of restrictions for homeowners when they draw down on that exemption. It's a little bit more freedom for the likes of licensed building practitioners and engineers operating in that space, but that simply provides for a larger detached dwelling. I suppose in the old schedule you'd build something that was about 3 by 3 square metres. Now you could get out to about 5 by 5 or just over that square metres. So that's probably the one that there's been the most interest in. There's others that relate to carports. The carport one already existed. People could build a carport. With the way building sites are going, the actual site is smaller these days, so you'll struggle to get a full garage on there, but you might get a carport. So there's provision in there to have carports and awnings and things like this that have been extended amongst the suite of exemptions that have been offered up. There's also exemptions there that are an extension of already that some exists for engineers, chartered professional engineers, and these are mostly relate to rural properties, so building pole sheds and barns, and also short span bridges.
So are these going to be permanent changes, or are you going to re-examine them in the future?
I guess the key thing for, as I mentioned earlier, the basically Schedule 1 will continue to evolve. These are permanent changes. So once they're in Schedule 1, providing you meet the conditions that are spelled out in each exemption, then you can use that exemption.
Something that was mentioned in the press release that announced this change is specifically COVID-19 recovery. How is this expected to help in terms of recovery?
I guess if you look at the first exemption I talked about, the detached dwellings, people are quite often now working from home. So you could arguably build a small office as a detached building. So I guess it would support people in working from home. That's probably the one of the key things. I guess the other thing is people can accelerate their construction projects that would fall under the gambit of exemptions that are provided for. So there's not that delay in applying for consents and things like that. So that's another key thing that needs to be considered, I guess.
Could these exemptions potentially cause issues in the future in terms of adhering to the code?
Well, we've had Schedule 1 for many years now. This is just an extension. So people are pretty well conditioned, whether that be practitioners or homeowners. If you want to build a fence on your boundary or put in a window where one already exists, you've been able to do that for many years. This is just an extension. So I guess providing people follow the rules, there shouldn't be an issue, I wouldn't have thought.
Right. Thanks for clarifying that. I guess another concern that I had is environmental considerations. Is skipping over consents for these sorts of projects a cause for concern in regards to considerations about the environment?
You still have to comply with any resource consent requirements. So if there's district planning rules around the activity you're carrying out on the land, you still have to comply with those. So I couldn't see anything that you could directly sort of attribute to a concern in that area. You still have to consider those planning requirements in the Resource Management Act. It's all about guidance, sort of points to that if you read through the new guidance document that we've put out to support this these changes.
Is there anything else that you want to add before I let you go?
I guess the most important thing from a regulator's point of view is just if you're using an exemption, make sure you comply with the building code. So there's, if you look at our website, which is building.govdt.nz, you can follow the guidance there. There's some basically a bunch of packages of educational packages that you could follow if you're really interested, or just draw down on the comprehensive guidance document that's available.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.